hosting today with Luke Bowman of the American Simmental Association. The Cattlemen's Congress is going on. What do you guys think so far?
My, oh my, the numbers here that we had turn out for the Simmental show are beyond our imagination. It's pretty impressive.
And of course, this is to kind of backfill for Denver, which is a huge livestock show. But it sounds like everybody's really enjoying their time, and nobody's really missing Denver right now.
That's exactly what I would say. Folks haven't even really talked about the stock show. They've been discussing things and their plans for making next year's Cattlemen's Congress even a little sweeter. So all eyes are here in Oklahoma City.
Well, how are you guys doing so far in the Simmental shows?
Oh, you know, the facilities are great. The hospitality by the show management is excellent. Our numbers are as big as any Simmental show we've had in recent memory for an open show in terms of entries. And then the folks that actually showed up, the numbers are huge, and there's enough space. And everybody seems to be really happy, so.
Well, I know that there's been several shows that have been canceled, so I'm guessing, much like the other breeds, Simmentals are just excited to be showing at this point.
I think that's right. When you cut out two of our four majors, this being the National Western in Denver and the Fort Worth Stock Show, everybody wants to make it to this one.
Well, let's talk a little bit about 2020. How did your breeders do in 2020 for Simmentals?
You know, the hype and the desire for Simmental genetics in the commercial industry has never been higher. So actually, we had a great year. 2020 was a good year to be part of the American Simmental Association. There's a demand for bulls in the commercial sector. In the junior sector, there's a demand for junior heifer projects like we've never seen in our breed. So registrations were up, membership activity was up, new memberships in the junior and the senior associations were up. So it's a high time to be part of the ASA.
What do you think is making breeders look to the Simmental breeds for characteristics that they're wanting?
I think it comes down to the fact that we've made these cattle easier for the average American beef producer to own. Calving ease for the first time in the breed's history has really been a focal point the last 5 to 10 years. And so we've got generally the majority of the population to focus on that for unassisted births. But still, we get that rapid growth and heavy muscle that Simmental cattle are known for. Those traits have never left. And the cattle generally are polled, so folks don't have to deal with the issue of horned cattle. So calving ease, growth, and muscle, boy, it's just hard to beat a Simmental today.
Well, sticking with that, talking about genetics a little bit, you know, you and I talked a little bit. I grew up showing red Simmentals. Most Simmentals are black-hided cattle now. How has the look of the Simmentals changed throughout the years?
Simmental cattle, because there was a demand for black-hided animals, did change their color pattern. Now, a lot of folks thought a lot, you know, that they shook their head and didn't know what to think. Oh my goodness, you're losing your breed identity. Well, really, Casey, when you think about it, all we did was change one gene. There's only one gene in the billions of genes that codes for black color. We changed one gene and therefore made the cattle black. And we did not change a lot more of the other things like I talked about for the notorious growth and muscle and mass and maternal traits that Simmental cattle are known for. So we did change that exterior look, but you know, that really helped the commercial man who wanted to keep his cattle solid in terms of color pattern, uniformity in the cow herd. It helped him to accept the cattle from being the spotted or flowered image of yesteryear.
How are you guys marketing your breed? Especially, you know, we've all had to find different ways to market to folks, especially during COVID-19. So how are you finding it's the easiest to market the Simmental breed?
It's the easiest to market Simmental cattle when we talk about cattle breeding in general, because we know that there is a huge advantage, and all science proves that crossbreeding makes cattle more profitable. By adding different traits and breed complementarity, crossbreeding makes a more profitable beef cow. We know the world's, the America's cows, an Angus cow. And so what's the alternative to an Angus? It's logically a Simmental for the calving ease, carcass, cows, and conception that you get when using Sim Genetics.
What are some of the goals and outlooks for the Simmental breed that you guys have coming up in 2021? Like, what are some goals you have in your breed standards?
You know, when we get our long range outlook and think about our strategic planning, we've done so much change in the last 5 years. I think our board of trustees kind of want to say, keep doing what you're doing. Let's just lift the bar a little bit higher, but let's keep the same programs and objectives in place and follow the principles that have made us who we are today and just keep pushing the accelerator down.
Are Simmentals involved in the EPD programs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I work a lot with producers and working with our EPDs, and we've got some profit indexes that simplify EPDs for producers, and those have made animal breeding a lot easier. Follow the index. The index leads you to more profitable cattle. More profitable cattle are easier to sell because you don't have to tell somebody how good they are. They can see it right there in front of them.
And of course, everybody's getting to see all the Simmentals on display at the Cattlemen's Congress. So you guys are already a step ahead.
That's right. It's been a great week.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for taking time to talk Sim Genetics.